In the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. For I say to you, among those born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. Today is the first Sunday in the Coptic year, and the first Sunday in Tut. And we celebrate five feasts for St. John the Baptist during the year, Coptic year. We always celebrate the five feasts from him. And the Church put St. John the Baptist in the reading for today as we listen to this gospel today. Because St. John the Baptist is a role model really for anyone want to be a Christian and real Christian. And if we can draw the picture of St. John, we can draw a picture who is putting his hand on the head of Jesus Christ. In the other hand, he is holding all the prophets of the Old Testament, because he is the last one in the Old Testament and in the first one in the New Testament. And the position of St. John in the Coptic Church, you will discover it easily. For example, in the Hetenes, when we sing the Hetenes, the second one after Saint Mary, in the commemoration of all the saints, he is coming after, direct after Saint Mary. And we'll be surprised also when the priest give the incense inside the altar and go around the altar three times, you will find the priest give the incense four times in the four direction outside. When I give the incense, I have to pray something. When I go in front of the east, I worship God. When I go to the south, I said, "Hail to you, Saint Mary." And when I look to the west, I said, "Hail to the angels and archangels." And finally, I go to the other side, the north, and I'm looking to St. John icon, and I give him the incense. I said, "Hail to you, St. John, the priest and the son of priest." Then you can imagine that I'm doing this in the vesper. This is the dogma. Then this is what we have in the rite of the church, in the Coptic church. Then in the vesper and in the matin, and when I give the incense twice in the liturgy, then four times in the liturgy, I have to give the incense to St. John the Baptist, and I tell him, "Hail to you, St. John the priest and the son of priest." And on the iconostasis, we will see that the second icon after Jesus Christ is St. John the Baptist. Then we give the dignity to St. John, because he's really a role model for us in Christianity. And the question is, why St. John came before Jesus Christ? First role and first job is a preparation. Because it's written in Mark, St. Mark 1-3, as it is written in the prophets, "Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." If we do anything, if we, for example, we are going to the trip, or we are waiting someone, we have to prepare. And this is exactly what St. John did when he came. He tried to prepare the people for the incoming of Jesus Christ. And a message and a lesson, and I have to learn. Before I meet God here, before I come to the church, before I make the unity between myself and between God, and I meet him in the church and take the communion, I have to prepare myself before that. Then I have to come to the church, for example, in the night, in the vesper, and I pray, and I prepare also myself at home to be ready to meet Jesus Christ. That's why this is exactly what Saint John did. He tried to prepare the people to meet Jesus Christ. The second role is he was a witness. Behold, it said in the Gospel, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me comes a man who is preferred before me, for he was before me. And I have seen and testified that this is the Son of God. And he witnesses. He was a witness for Jesus Christ. And the second lesson that I have to learn, also I have to be a witness for Jesus Christ. After my preparation and after I see God, I have to be a witness and an image of Jesus Christ. And the third role, he was a great disciple and servant. And you can imagine that what he did, he put himself after Jesus Christ. He came before Jesus Christ. And all the people follow him, follow St. John the Baptist. But what he did, he put himself and his ego, Zed, under his feet to put before him Jesus Christ. And this is exactly what we have to do at church. If I'm serving, if I'm coming to the church, if I'm doing anything, I put myself under my feet. And I have to put my ego under my feet. I have to put everything under my feet and put Jesus Christ before me. And I have to follow him. I'm not putting myself in the front. I'm nothing. Which is the third lesson that I have to learn from St. John the Baptist. Jesus Christ is the first, not myself. I'm doing anything at church for him, not for myself. I'm not looking for the position. I'm looking for him. And the fourth role, he was proclaiming and teaching the people about the repentance. And that's why, if we can consider that the first reading in the Coptic year is about St. John, which is a role model of the repentance, that it's a message to all the people, we have to repent, and our goal is the repentance in this year. And the question is coming, from where the sources of the power? He was very powerful. He was very strong. And the question, from where you got this power, this energy, this strength, from where? And he can answer, if I'm asking St. John direct a question, he will answer me, the first one, I got the power, the source of power from my home, my family, my parents. We can imagine that Zacharias and Elizabeth, how and what they did with St. John. They tried to tell him everything about God. They tried to teach him how to pray. That's why this is what we have to learn. The family, the parent, and in my home, it's a small church that I try to teach my kids to be as St. John the Baptist. You can imagine that one of the fathers said, the monk who will live in the monasticism life, an ascetic life, the crown of what he did in the desert it's equal the crown of the parents who teach their kids in the right way. Then he spent all the time 24 hours with God and in ascetic life, in the monastic life, and by the end, the crown of this life, it's equal the life of the parents who teach their kids in the right way. They teach the kids how to live with God. Then we have crowns. That's why one of the lessons that I received from St. John the Baptist when he answered, "My family make me like this. They taught me before how to live with God. They taught me the faith. They taught me the prayer. They taught me how to open the Bible." We can say that the family, if I put the icons, if I can do it, if I put the icon in the church, I will draw a picture of each family and each family I have put it here in the church, because we are icons in the church. And this family who make the sense. The second source of strength over power, he was dedicated for God. And maybe someone tell me like, okay, he was dedicated for God, but for example, you are a priest, maybe you are dedicated. And maybe a monk, he is dedicated. I can answer easily. After we are baptized, the priest anointed us by 36 cross on my body. And he was telling me, you are dedicated now to God. The spices of the myrrh, which is the spices is put it, or the oil of myrrh, which is coming from the spices, it was put it on the body of Jesus Christ. Now I put it the same, which is touched before Jesus Christ. I anointed you, the baby, to be one in Christ. And I am one in him. Then I am dedicated to him. Me and him is one. I am in him, and he in me. Abide in me. Then, that's why in Proverbs 23:26, he said, "My son, give me your heart, and let your eyes observe my ways." And when God asked me in the liturgy, or the priests actually, "Where are your hearts?" And I have to say, "With you. I'm dedicated to you." But I have answered honestly. My heart is with you, or no? The third source of power, he lived in the desert. But we have no desert here. And what's the benefit of the desert? The desert kill the lusts. If I have lust, I have andi shahwa. The desert kill the lusts. That's why when I go away and I meditate and I have my own time, my private time, me and him only, I am open my eyes and I reveal myself to him. And what God will do, he is revealing himself to me. Then when I am take a time, a quiet time with him, it cleans my heart. And he tried to reveal himself to me, and finally he will try to kill the lust inside me. That's why the people the multitude and Christians and try to go to the monastery all the time, because they want to receive, we can say, the spirit of the desert inside them to kill the lost. It's very important that we have to find a quiet time and away from the noise and the troubles to be calm and to meet him and to see him. Saint Augustine said, I sat on the top of the world when I felt in myself that I desire nothing and fear nothing. That's why he felt that nothing, that all the world is nothing. But it's only after he tasted the spirit of the desert and after he killed the lusts inside him. And the last source of power is the Holy, he received the Holy Spirit, then John the Baptist. We received all the Holy Spirit. When we were baptized, we received the Holy Spirit. We are all here in the church. We received the Holy Spirit from the first day after our baptism. But the problem is what? The problem that I sometimes can't renew the Holy Spirit. I will open with you the third hour from the Agbaya. He said, Your Holy Spirit, O Lord, whom you sent forth upon your holy disciples and honored apostles in the third hour. Then Jesus Christ sent the Holy Spirit to the apostles. Do not take away from us that continuously they receive the Holy Spirit and they give us also the Holy Spirit. From the first day where they receive the Holy Spirit, we receive it also too. That's why in the third hour in the Agbaya we said, in the litany, we said, Do not take away from us, O good one, but renew him within us. Create in me a clean heart. Without the Holy Spirit, we can't have a clean heart. O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit away from me. Then the Holy Spirit is existing in me. I received already the Holy Spirit. But do the contact with the Holy Spirit. I'm all the day remember his name, the name of Jesus Christ, to renew the Holy Spirit. I am talking to him sometimes, for example, when I'm going to the work and coming back. I'm asking him his help. I'm reading a small verses. I'm not talking about, for example, a chapter. I'm talking about small verses and meditate in it. I have the desire and yearning that I want to read a psalm and to pray by the psalm. This is what we say. We have a contact with him. To be connected. To be connected with him all the day, by the end of the day, we'll see the Holy Spirit is working with me. Give me the calm, the tranquility. And after we receive the Holy Spirit and we renew the Holy Spirit, then the Holy Spirit flooding, then when I meet the people, they will see the Holy Spirit and they will see God on my face, on my acts. That's why Saint John the Baptist, when he was talking, he said about himself, I am the voice. Yeah, he's only a voice. He's only a voice. It's different between a voice and a word. The word is God. And the voice is us. Then only when I'm talking, I have to talk the word of God. And the people will hear the word of God by my voice, which is totally different. And this is the fourth lesson that I have to learn from St. John the Baptist. the output of my mouth should be the word of God, which is according to or depend on the Holy Spirit, which is existing in me. That's why I live in the righteousness life, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Of guests, does it
in a pause?